Go to Hebrews.
Hebrews 7. باز کنید آیه فصل 7.
And read verses 1 till 2.
1 تا 2.
Hebrews 7 verses 1 till 2.
عبرانیان 7
For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace.
زیرا این ملکزده پادشاه سالیم و کاهن خدای تعالی هنگامی که ابراهیم از شکست دادن پادشاهان باز میگشت او را استقبال کرده بدو برکت داد و ابراهیم نیز از همه چیزها ده یک بدو داد که اول به معنی پادشاه عدالت است و بعد پادشاه سالیم نیست یعنی پادشاه سلامتی.
Yeah, this is the same story that we just read in Genesis 14.
Yeah,
Abraham comes back from the battle where he defeated these kings. Notice it says here, Abraham gave a tenth. In Genesis 14, it was called tithes. Yeah, the tithe is a tenth. And he is giving it to this king of Salem, Melchizedek. Now, listen for a moment how this... Listen for a moment how this king Melchizedek is being described here. He is called king of righteousness and king of peace. Now, are these just titles that any man would claim? No. Because we are not righteous.
Yeah.
Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Yet this Melchizedek is called king of righteousness. Now, of course, who is actual righteous? Jesus. Yeah. It would be a proper title to give him. Yeah, Jesus is our righteousness. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we be made might be made the righteousness of God in him.
2 Corinthians
5:21.
دوم قرنتیان
5:21.
Yeah, we are made righteousness in him.
ما نیکوکار شدیم عدالت او عدالتمون اوست در حقیقت
عدالت
گناهان ما رو بعد
his righteousness.
گناهان ما رو برداشت و عدالت و نیکوکاری خودش رو به ما داد.
Jesus is definitely the king of righteousness.
عیسی مسیح پادشاه اون
نیکوکاری. And we have term the king of peace.
و برمیگردیم پادشاه سرمدی سلامتی.
Now, that again is also a term that we perfectly apply to Jesus. Because Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. Go to Isaiah
9:6.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
سلطنت بر دوش او خواهد بود و او مشاور شگفت‌انگیز و خدای قدیر و پدر سرمدی و سرور سرور صلح خوانده خواهد شد.
Yep. Now, some will say that Melchizedek is just a figure of Jesus in the Old Testament.
Yeah?
Not really the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ.
Now,
for the point I'm going to make, it's not going to make a difference what you believe on this. If he really was Jesus or just a figure of Jesus. But listen to the next verse. Hebrews 7, verse
3.
Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abided the priest continually.
Hebrews 7:3.
Stay in Hebrews 7 because we have more verses. Okay, read Hebrews 7:3. Yeah, so the author of the Bible is making a statement here. And he says, this king of Salem, Melchizedek, doesn't have a father. Doesn't have a mother. Is without descent. Now, of course, Jesus would fit that description perfectly. Because Jesus always existed.
و کاملا وجود داشت از اول. از آغاز کلمه بود و کلمه با خدا بود و کلمه خود خدا بود.
John 1:1 and then John 1:14.
یک بود و یک جان میگه و کلمه جسد پوشید و در میان ما.
Jesus would fit this. عیسی
مسیح در حقیقت تنها کسیه که میتونیم اعلام کنیم.
And of course then it says he's made like unto the Son of God.
و میگه مثل abiding in priest continually. خداوند همیشه کاهن خواهد.
Again, this would point to Jesus.
و باز اعلام میکنه که ملک صادق در حقیقت عیسی مسیح.
And again, whether you believe it or not.
اگه قبول داشته باشی یا قبول نداشته باشی. آیا عیسی بوده یا فقط سمبولی از عیسی بوده؟
Yeah, the actual point that I want you to see.
نکته‌ای که میخوام در این آیه ببینید اینه که
Abraham gave him the tithe.
ده یکش رو داد
the tenth of all the spoil.
ده یک تمام چیزهایی که
غنیمت بود. Read the next verse. Hebrews 7:4.
عبرانیان 7 فصل 4.
Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils.
پس ملاحظه کنید که این شخص چقدر بزرگ بود که ابراهیم پادریارک نیز از بهترین غنایم ده یک به او داد.
Now, what would we consider Abraham to be? A great man.
عبرانیان کیه؟ در حقیقت یک مرد بزرگیه.
Yeah, a very special man.
یه آدم مخصوصی.
Yeah, an important point in the history of civilization.
پاتریارک بزرگی بود در حقیقت.
Yet it says, this king of Salem, this Melchizedek, was greater than Abraham.
پادشاه سالیم بزرگتر از ابراهیم بود.
Of course, again, Jesus would qualify for that.
فقط عیسی است که میتونه.
Now, why do I go into this story?
چرا تو این داستان رو براتون باز کردم؟
The reason is what comes next.
به خاطر قسمتی است که بعدش میاد.
We have this event that happened far before Moses.
داستانی رو داریم که چندین سال قبل از موسی اتفاق میفته.
But here it's directly connected to the Levitical priesthood.
اینجا ربطش میده به اون لاویان و کاهنانه
که under the law of Moses.
زیر شریعت موسی به دست میاد.
Verses 5 to 10 in Hebrews 7.
آیه 5 تا 10 رو بخونید در
ابرانیان 5 to 10 in Hebrews 7. And verily they that are the sons of Levi who receive the office of the priesthood have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren. Though they come out of the loins of Abraham, but he who descends is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he received them of whom it was witnessed that he liveth. And as I may say so, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
از ابراهیم دهیه گرفته و صاحب وعده ها را برکت دادن و بدون هیچ شکی کوچکتر از بزرگتر برکت داده می شود و در اینجا مردمانی که می میرن دهیه می گیرن اما در آنجا کسی بر زنده بودن به شهادت داده می شود حتی آنکه گویا می توان گفت که به واسطه ابراهیم همان لاوی که دهیه می گیرد دهیه پرداخت زیرا که هنوز در صلب پدر خود بود هنگامی که ملک زده
Yeah, so here he's comparing the Levites,
yeah,
men who die, mortal men, who receive the tithe, and he's comparing it with this king of Salem, Melchizedek. And it says, of who it is witnessed that he lived, yeah, received the tithes. Now, here is what I want you to see.
Again,
there's also, of course, a reference to that it is Jesus,
the incarnate Christ.
But here's what I want you to see. The tithes that Abraham gave Melchizedek
are
directly linked to the tithe that the Levites received.
Yeah?
According to the law of Moses. Yeah, when they became a nation. It's the same principle. Abraham gave tithe. Yeah? Jacob promised a tent, a tithe to God. Then we have the nation of Israel giving a tithe to the Levites to do the work of God.
Yeah?
So tithes did not start with Moses.
با موسی آغاز نشد.
Yeah, the argument that oh, it's only
فقط مال موسی
for the Israelites because it's part of the law of Moses. It simply doesn't hold.
نمیتونیم قبولش کنیم.
A release way to the back to Abraham. Abraham knew about tithing. He had his understanding.
Now, you would ask,
how did Abraham know? Now, maybe this was always known. Maybe this was passed on to Abraham by his predecessors. Yeah, maybe God already revealed this to Adam and Eve. Yeah, and was passed down from there.
نسل بعدی و نسل بعدی عادت شد.
After all, we do see, for example, Abel and Cain doing offerings.
قابیل چیکار میکنن؟ هدیه هاشون رو میارن.
They knew about doing these offerings.
قابیل هم زمین یا حیواناتشون رو میارن. هدیه دادن.
And there was a wrong way and a right way of doing these offerings.
بعد دادن هدیه هم هدیه درست بوده هم هدیه غلط بوده.
The Bible doesn't tell us where God had told them, but we can see that they knew.
بهمون نمیگه که کی خداوند این فرمان رو داده، اما میدونیم که همه میدونستن.
Yeah, I believe it's the same with tithing. There was knowledge that was already passed on to them.
و یه اطلاعاتی بوده، یه درکی بوده که از در نسل در نسل داشتیم.
Yeah, the concept of tithing is not specifically linked to the law of Moses.
صفت ده یک
it was a principle that was already known before that.
اصلی بود که قبلش داده شده بود.
Go to Hebrews 7 again.
فصل 7 رو باز کنید.
Yeah. And of course here it's brought up in New Testament. Yeah, Hebrews was written after the crucifixion.
عبرانیان بعد از به صلیب کشیده شدن ادامه پیدا کرد.
Are today the tithes paid to the Levitical priesthood at the temple?
به اون لاویان و در معبد مقدس داده میشی؟
Answer no.
نه.
Some things have changed. Since the coming of Jesus.
Yeah.
Read verses 11 and 12. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity and changed also of the law.
کمال حاصل میشد زیرا قوم شریعت را قرآن یافتند. باز چه احتیاج می بود که کاهنی دیگر بر رتبه ملکیصدق برخیزد از رتبه هارون خوانده نشود؟
Yeah, so things have changed. The priesthood has changed.
دوازدارم بخون ببرم.
Now today there is no temple.
زیرا هرگاه کهانت تغییر میپذیرد البته شریعت نیز تبدیل میابد.
Now the priesthood has changed.
در حقیقت کهانت
تغییر پیدا کرده. Now today we don't have a temple.
کهانت نیاز نیست که معبد مقدس نداریم که هر سال بریم اورشلیم.
Yeah, the place that was called the house of God in the Old Testament.
اون قسمتی که خانه خداوند در عهد عتیق بود.
What do we have today?
امروز چی داریم؟
Today we have local churches.
کلیسای محلی داریم.
Which are called
که خونده شدن
the house of God.
خانه خداوند.
1 Timothy 3:15. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
اما اگر تأخیر کردم تا بدانی چگونه باید در خانه خدا رفتار کنی که کلیسای خدای زنده و ستون و بنیاد راست است.
Yeah, local churches are called the house of God.
خانه خداوند، خدای خدا.
Yeah, we have a different priesthood.
و یک کاهن دیگه
امروز داریم. Of course, Jesus being our high priest.
عیسی مسیح کاهن اعظم ماست.
We're called the priesthood of the believers.
و ما کاهنان ایمانداران جدید
هستیم. Certain things have changed.
و یک سری نصب‌ها عوض شده.
Now, what did not change?
اما چی عوض نشده؟
The fact that there is a house of God.
هنوز خونه خدا
Yeah, the local church.
کلیسای محلی.
And the fact that there are people serving God and doing His will and His work.
کسایی هستند که خدمت میکنند و کار خداوند رو انجام میدن.
And that this work also needs to be funded.
و این کار و باید از هزینه‌اش پرداخت شه.
God did not revoke the tithes.
خداوند
with the coming of Jesus.
Yeah.
Go to Matthew 23. And we'll see that Jesus actually confirms it.
و عیسی مسیح اون رو تایید میکنه.
Matthew 23.
متی 23.
I don't know which verse, but I'll let you know in a moment. Matthew 23:23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you have ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone.
وای بر شما ای کاتبان و فریسیان ریاکار که نعنا و شبیل و زیره را ده یک می دهید و مهمترین احکام شریعت یعنی عدالت و رحمت و ایمان را ترک کردید.
Yeah, so Jesus here is rebuking the false teachers. He's scolding the scribes and the Pharisees. You hypocrites. Now notice that it says that they pay the tithes. And they are even very specific about it. Yeah, they even go to the mint
and
make sure they have a tenth of this. Very detailed. Making sure they are giving the
tithes. Now,
Jesus calls them hypocrites because they're just focused on these little details, yet they're neglecting far more important matters of the law. Yeah, judgment, mercy, and faith. Now, notice what Jesus says about what they did.
Yeah,
it says, these ought you to have done. Yeah, these things you should do.
Yeah?
These tithes you should give. Yeah, this is a matter of what God has told you to do. Jesus confirms here the giving of the tithes. He doesn't say it was said. Yeah, but I say, yeah, you don't have to do this anymore. Here's what you don't find in the New Testament. Somewhere when it says you don't have to give the tithes anymore. Like something like, oh yes, it was done in the time of Abraham and Jacob. Yes, it was done in the time of Moses and the law. But dear Christian, we got rid of this. It's not something for you anymore. You can't find that verse. It's not there. Yeah? Or like, let no one judge you for not giving your tithe. That's a verse that's not there. It doesn't exist. Instead, we see Jesus confirming it. Yeah, we see that it was not just a thing of the law of Moses. It was before Moses a thing. And even from a logical perspective, yeah, as the local church, the house of God,
yeah,
there's resources needed to function. Yeah, a pastor with his family needs to eat.
احتیاج داره خانوادهش غذا بخوره.
Yes, he can take care of his own needs.
بله میتونه مراقب نیازاش باشه.
Yeah, working a secular job.
میتونه کار دولتی داشته باشه.
Yeah, that's what I do.
کاری که من میکنم همینه. شغل دارم، نیازمو برآورده میکنم.
First of all, that's not easy.
و اول از همه راحت نیست.
Yeah, and it takes away a lot of time that a pastor can spend being involved in the ministry.
شبان میتونسته به کلیسا خدمت کنه رو ازش میگیره.
Now for small churches, this is often how things start.
برای کلیسای کوچولو مثلا آغازش اینجوریه و هیچ اشکالی وجود نداره.
Late churches grow bigger, and it's right that the pastor and his family are taken care of with their physical needs by the church, by the ministry. Yeah, there are costs in doing ministry, and these of course need to be resourced. Now, why is it so important that we understand that giving tithes is something for God's people also today? Now, of course, first of all, we want to make sure we obey all what God says.
Yeah,
if you love me, obey my commandments. And hopefully you already have a heart to give towards the things of God. And you want God's work to be done. And if you give, yeah, you're actually giving towards helping to pay for the Bibles, for example, that we give out.
So
we can have lights on, we have a cup of tea and things like that. But specifically in regards to the tithe,
اما در مقایسه برمیگرده به اون ده.
There's another reason why it's so important that we get this right.
یه دلیل بزرگتری هم وجود داره که درست ده یک دادن.
That we understand what the tithe really is. Go back again to Leviticus 27. Leviticus 27, 30 and 31. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. And if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof.
اگر کسی بخواهد چیزی از دهیت خود را بازخرید کند باید یک پنجم بر آن بیفزاید.
Now, if you read this,
اگر واقعا بخونیم,
does this sound that we are giving our tithe to God,
دهیه که ما رو داریم به خدا میدیم,
or that we are returning His tenth,
یا دهیه که شو داریم بهش برمیگردونیم.
It sounds like we are returning it to God.
اون چیزی که مال خودش بوده.
Because it says it is the Lord's.
خب مال خداوند بوده. دست ماست داریم بهش میدیم.
Yeah. So if you have an income,
اگه درآمد داری,
for example 500 euros,
500 یورو در ماه,
and part of that income,
یه قسمتی از این درآمدتون,
is the Lord's.
مال خداست.
How much?
چقدرش?
50 euro.
50 یورو.
That 50 euro is placed in your hands.
50 euro تو دستتو داده شده که به خداوند بده.
What if you earn 10,000 euros a month?
اگه 10,000 یورو درآمد داشته باشی چی در ماه؟
Then 1,000 of that.
1,000 تای اون
is not yours.
مال تو نیست.
It is the Lord's. It belongs to God.
مال خداست و مال خداست.
It's just put in your hands.
فقط در دستای تو به امانت گذاشته شده.
Oh, but now you're after our money.
Hey, حالا دنبال
پولی. Now you're giving numbers.
عدد داری میدی به ما.
You're calling the word euro.
عدد یورو گذاشتی روش.
Yeah, now you are after.
حالا دنبال پول مایی.
No, I'm just telling you
دارم به تو میگم
what the Bible tells you about the tithe.
در مورد دهیه چی به من یاد داده.
Yeah, you're not hurting me if you don't give.
اگه شما ندین آسیبی به من نمیرسه.
I don't get anything.
الان من که هیچی از اینا در بر من به دست نمیرسه.
And we've, like I said, we've always had enough to do the things we want to do. همونجوری
که گفتیم خدمت خداوند
همیشه برکت داشته. And even if we didn't,
کافی برکت داشته.
We would just do less.
حتی اگر هم کمتر داشته باشیم کمتر انجام بدیم.
But here's who was really affected.
اما میدونین کی بیشتر آسیب میبینه اگه دهیه کش رو نده؟
And that is you.
شما این.
What does the Bible say belongs the tithe to?
کلام خداوند که دهیه مال کیه؟
It says the Lord.
مال خداوند.
What would you call somebody who has in their possession something that is not theirs
مال خودش نیست یه چیزی قرض داره
and refuses to give it back
و حاضر نباشه قرضشو برگردونه چی بهش میگین
you would call some person a thief
دوست
yeah. Go to Malachi 3
فصل 3
verse 8
آیه 8
well, my printer didn't work here so I had to
Malachi 3:8
go there too Malachi 3:8 Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings.
آیا انسان از خدا می‌دزدد؟ اما شما از من می‌دزدی. می‌گویی در چه چیز از تو دزدیده‌ایم؟ در دهیه‌ها و هدایا؟
Yeah, so here it talks about God being robbed.
خداوند دزدیدیم.
Will a man rob God?
آیا مرد میتونه از خدا بدزده؟
That sounds outlandish.
انسان میتونه به نظر غیر منطقی میاد. خدا بدزدیم. کی میتونه بدزده؟
And God says, "You have robbed me."
تو منو دزدیدی.
It is you who have done this.
تو این کارو کردی.
But how did we rob you, God?
چجوری دزدیدمت خدا؟
In tithes and offerings.
و هدایات.
Yeah, God calls it a robbery.
خداوند میگه دزدی.
If you hold on to what is his that he puts in your hands.
اون چیزی که خداوند تو دستات گذاشته و مال خداست.
And you're not willing to give him back.
و اگه حاضر نشی به خدا برگردونی.
Oh, but I earned it.
من درآوردم.
It is mine.
مال منه.
No, some part of what you earned.
اون چیزی که درآوردی.
Is what God has given you, put in your hands.
خداوند داده در دستای تو.
So you can give it back to the work of the ministry.
که تو بتونی برگردی به خدمت خداوند.
The work of God that needs to be done.
کار خداوندی که باید انجام بشه.
Now read on.
ادامه بدید.
Read verse 9.
آیه 9 رو بخونید.
And what if I don't want to give it?
اگه نخوام بدم چی؟
That's up to you.
بستگی به خودت داره. انتخاب با توست.
Verse 9.
آیه 9.
Ye are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation.
شما سخت زیر لعنت هستید، زیرا که شما یعنی تمامی این قوم از من می‌دزدیدید.
Yeah, so it says, if you are not willing to give the tithe, it says, your curse or the curse.
نفرین کردی روی نفرین.
Now, is it something that you want to be in your life, a curse from God?
نفرین خداوند تو زندگیتون باشه.
Now, why would that be a curse on my life?
چرا نفرین باشه تو زندگیتون؟
Because you have robbed God.
چون خدا رو دزدیدی.
Well, what happens if you're cursed?
اگر نفرین بشی
چه How does that look like?
چه جوری میشه؟
Now read on. ادامه بده. Read verses 10 and 11.
آیه 10 و 11.
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts.
همه دهیه‌ها را به انبارها بیاورید تا در خانه من خوراک باشد و خداوند لشکرها میگوید مرا بدین سان بیازمایید که آیا روزنه‌های آسمان را برایتان نخواهم گشود و چنان برکتی بر شما نخواهم ریخت که دیگر هیچ نیازی باقی نماند خداوند لشکرها میفرماید آفت را به جهت شما توبیخ خواهم کرد تا ثمره زمین شما را تباه نکند
Yeah, so if you do give the tithes, verse 11 says that God will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. And your crops, your fruits won't be destroyed. Yeah, your vine will not cast the fruit before the time in the field. In other words, the work of your hands is blessed when you give the tithes. But then if you are not giving the tithes, God will not take the devourer away. And that will cause the work of your hands not to be blessed. Your crops to be destroyed. Your vines being messed up. Resources going away. That does not sound nice. Yes, that's why it's called a curse. But this is what happens if you rob God. The tithe is the Lord's. And you may have not fruits and trees.
میوه یا ثمره شاید داشته باشی.
And maybe you think, oh, I'm fine because that doesn't affect me.
اوکی ام به من آسیبی نمیرسونه.
But it's a general principle.
یه صفت خوبی هست.
Is God not able to curse your stuff by things breaking down?
نفرین کنید چیزهایی که شما دارید بسوزه نابود شه.
God is able to lengthen and shorten life of things you own.
میتونه حتی چیزهایی که تو زندگی دارین کمتر کنه یا بیشتر.
You don't believe me?
قبول نداری.
What did he do for the Israelites?
اسرائیلیا رو چیکار کرد؟
Their clothes stayed, and the sandals stayed okay for years
without going bad. God did that. شدن توی کویر در دستشون بود. خداوند این کارو کرد.
He can do anything in your life.
خداوند قادر هر کاری تو زندگی.
Yeah, causing you not to get ahead because you're cursed with a curse.
که جلو نریم. بخورین زمین چون نفرین بشین.
Now there's another side to this as well.
یه قسمت دیگه.
Because you also read verse 10.
ده خوندیم.
Malachi 3 verse 10 again.
Malachi
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
خداوندگاری که طالب اویی به ناگاه به معبد خیش در خواهد آمد و آن پیام‌آور عهد که در او وجد می‌کنید حال او می‌آید.
Yeah, bring in all the tithes. Yeah, so there is enough in my house so that the Levites don't have to go back to their fields to take care of their families. Yeah, so that the work of God is carried out.
And
look what the promise is. So if you do give the tithes, then it says he will open up the windows of heaven. He will pour out a blessing. So much that there's no room to receive it.
Even
challenges. It says, prove me.
به من ثابت کنید.
Try me on this.
ثابت کنید این موضوع.
Yeah, so at one side we have the curse.
یه قسمت
when we keep the tithe for ourselves.
رو نگه داشتیم.
Yeah, and God will be able to take it from you one way or another.
خداوند یه جوری میتونه شما بگیره از یه طرف یا طرف دیگه.
On the other side,
از یه طرف
we
دیگه.
Have the pouring out of blessing when we do give the tithe.
برکت خداوند رو خواهیم داشت اگر دهیت رو بدیم.
Here's what you need to realize.
چیزی که باید درک کنیم اینه.
You will get further on 90% of what you get in your hands.
شما با 90 درصدی که تو دستتون دارین خیلی کارهای بیشتری انجام خواهید داد.
Giving 10% the tithe to God.
یکی تون رو به خداوند دادین 10 درصد.
Then you get with keeping the 100% for yourself.
100 درصد نگهداری اون خدم نمیتونی ازش استفاده کنی.
Why is it important that we understand this doctrine?
چرا مهمه این حقیقت رو قبول کنیم؟
Because if you do,
چون وقتی قبولش کردی,
it puts you in a place of blessing.
قسمت برکت خداوند قرار خواهد داد.
Don't want to give a tithe?
It's entirely up to you. بستگی به خودتون داره.
I hope you do.
اما امیدوارم بدین.
Not because we need your money.
نه اینکه ما احتیاج پول داریم.
But because I want you to be blessed.
اما میخوام زندگی همتون
باشه. Read verse 12, last verse you're going to read.
آیه 12 آخرین آیه رو میخونم.
And all nations shall call you blessed. For ye shall be in the lightsome land, said the Lord of hosts. Malachi 3 verse
12.
زیرا که شما سرزمینی مسرت بخش خواهید بود. این از فرموده خداوند لشکرها.
Now hopefully you're already a generous person.
امیدوارم شما آدم دست و دلبازی باشید.
Hopefully you're already a cheerful giver to begin with.
با دست و دلبازی.
Yeah, God loves a cheerful giver.
خداوند عاشق کسایی است.
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
برکت زیادی داریم که دریافت کنیم تا به دست بیاریم.
Even if you're not there yet.
اما حتی اگر به اونجا نرسیدی که
بگی. Consider what God says about the tithe.
خداوند در مورد ده یکی میگه.
Because his promise
قول خداوند
اینه که
برکت خواهید داشت اگر بدید.
آمین.
آمین.